It's Wednesday, January 6, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Four things to know today: cloud data center growth, right to repair needs renewal, the NSA offers help, and Haven is no more. This is the Business of Tech. Synergy Research Group, or CNN, has data on cloud growth in data centers, which is massive, spurred on by COVID-19. Over 80% of the revenue generated by the leading 20 hyperscale data center operators came from cloud, digital services, and online activity sales. Dominating the list, Amazon, Facebook, Google, and Microsoft. Why do we care? So we care because there's an inclination to watch server growth and assume that's SMB-style servers. It's not. Your direction? Clearly the growth is all in cloud. How can you get this capacity into the hands of your customers? How do you leverage this drive to the cloud more? Are you moving far above it to the business logic? I've covered right to repair before on the show. Now again, digital rights activists need to petition the Library of Congress every 3 years for exemptions to Section 1201 of the Digital Millennium Copyright Act, which says that breaking copyright protection to fix a device is a breach of the manufacturer's copyright. Of note, technology like video game consoles are an example. Microsoft no longer repairs broken Xbox 360 consoles and often will not repair broken optical drives in the Xbox One, and newer models of the Xbox One come with a circuit board that verifies the presence of the optical drive. If the exemption is not given for consoles this year, those broken systems are not repairable except by Microsoft and Sony. Why do we care? Think about the implications of this for IT repair, because that's why you care. I talk about regulation on the show. If you're servicing IT systems, you should care about these implications and be looking for ways to get this addressed. That involves lobbying. The NSA has offered guidance on detecting and replacing old transport layer security protocol versions. The agency has released tools, network signatures, and server configurations designed to help government network owners with their security posture. Why do we care? Bit of blocking and tackling here, as these are tools that are available for everyone to use, and thus ones you can leverage on your own systems and your customers. Take advantage of your tax dollars at work. Last today, I did want to cover this. The Amazon Berkshire Hathaway JP Morgan Chase joint venture named Haven to disrupt healthcare is shutting down. The company will shut down by the end of the month, after 3 years of apparently independent efforts. When launched, this effort caused shares of healthcare companies to tumble based on the danger of a technology and finance alliance disrupting the space. Why do we care? Big tech can move whole industries with just announcements. Was this a real effort or just a publicity stunt? If you hear that the companies didn't actually work together, instead staying separated and 3 years later have nothing to show for it, and instead disrupted the market by press release, what does that lead you to believe? Why we care is that when we talk about regulations, it's actions like this that show the power of big tech, and why I expect this to change this year. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSP radio. Thanks for listening. Focused on tech news today on a day when there's lots of other news in the rest of the world. I'm focusing on the things that matter today for technology solution providers. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.